From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. One in four physicians in the United States is an international medical graduate, someone who's been granted a visa to train or practice medicine here in the U.S. Many of those doctors work in rural or otherwise underserved parts of the country. That arrangement could become more difficult under the president's travel ban currently hung up in court. To learn more, I spoke with Dr. Nabil Al-Khalasi, a resident in diagnostic radiology at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He's a refugee from Iraq who first came to the U.S. as a Fulbright scholar. You'd written that out of 34,000 registered physicians in Iraq in 2003, 20,000 of them had left by 2008.
Oh, the system is devastated, actually. In my experience, all my team that I used to work with in Iraq is gone. Very few people remained that I'm aware of. The situation became intolerable totally, that we were just forced to leave.
You first came to the United States as a Fulbright scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you consider yourself lucky?
In that year, I was practicing in Iraq, and in the same time, I was a full-time activist. I believed in human rights. I used to collaborate closely with the Americans, and I was officially affiliated with the British Council as a global change maker. So in that year, I was getting threats by the dozens, and my Facebook page is still there. No single day passes on, and no one wouldn't consider me an infidel or a traitor, or sometimes they call my mom and threaten her. It's like endless. So I was like, I'm done. I cannot really stay here. So I ended up applying to multiple scholarships, and actually all this hard work paid off. So I got three scholarships in the same time, the Fulbright, the German Academic Exchange, and the Australian Leadership Awards.
So it seems you had options for ways to get out of the country. For your colleagues, what were their options?
I don't think I had a lot of options. I tried at least for 1 year before getting the Fulbright to leave. I was so desperate that I was so close to I and a friend of mine who was an engineer and a friend of mine who was a doctor too. We were best friends and we were so desperate to leave and we were so fed up. We ended up making a deal with a smuggler who was going to put us in pickled cabbage barrels and ship us to Australia in pickled cabbage barrels. So the friends that I know that came to the States, the vast majority are refugees. Very few of them got in using scholarships like the Fulbright. It's really hard to get a U.S. visa.
And have you heard in the past week, since the executive order was issued here in the United States, have you heard about impacts or consequences that it's had in the Iraqi medical community?
So, the impacts are substantial. It's devastating, actually. All those physicians who come from Iraq, Syria, those countries are major exporters of physicians to the United States. The vast majority of them use the J waiver program to practice in rural Missouri or rural Alabama, or so that they can get a green card. Actually, many of them now are considering going to Canada, going to Australia. So there will be an exodus from the States, and rural settings are going to get hit the hardest.
That was from my conversation with Dr. Nabil Al-Khalasi. For more, visit kbia.org.